first Georgia, then Montana, and now the national political spotlight is falling on Washington State and a special election later this year. But unlike those earlier contests, this one isn't to fill a seat in Congress. It's for the state legislature. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains why the stakes are so high.
On a quiet cul-de-sac, Manka Dingra, campaign flyers in hand, doorbells voters.
So I wanted to come by, introduce myself, and find out from you what issues concern you the most.
Dingra is a Democrat running for an open state Senate seat in Washington's 45th legislative district on Seattle's east side. A few miles away, in a campaign headquarters above a winery, Republican Jin Young England makes a round of calls to voters. She's also running for the state Senate position.
I'm just calling to introduce myself to you and see if you have any questions for me or the special election.
England and Dingra are vying to fill a seat that was held by Republican Andy Hill, who died of cancer last October.
Yes.
But this isn't just any seat. This race will likely determine if Republicans hold on to their one-vote majority in the Washington State Senate, or if Democrats are able to win back the chamber and reassert one-party rule over Olympia. All bets are this will be the most expensive state legislative race in Washington history. Yet the contest has drawn two political novices. Neither Dingra nor England have ever run for political office before. Here's England.
I think it's incredible that, you know, for such a high-stakes race as this one, we have two women who are minorities, right, come from Asian backgrounds to run.
England is Korean-American. Dingra is Indian-American. She's also Sikh. Dingra says she decided to get involved in politics after the election of Donald Trump.
As a woman, especially as a woman who's Indian and Sikh and American, and that I had to take some responsibility for what was going on in our state and our country.
Dingra is a deputy King County prosecutor. England is a business consultant who's worked for Washington Republicans, including Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers. Until recently, she lived in Japan with her husband, who's in the Marines.
When we knew that this seat would determine the balance of power, you know, my husband and I made a decision that, okay, we should definitely step in and see what we can to ensure that balance of power.
Now, the Washington State Senate is the only Republican-held legislative chamber on the West Coast. As a result, this race is garnering national attention, with recent stories by New York Magazine and Politico.com. Politico reports that Democrats are especially eager to nationalize this race after disappointing losses in special congressional elections in Georgia and Montana. Republicans, though, have held this state Senate seat since 2010, but the two House members from the 45th are Democrats, and Hillary Clinton pummeled Donald Trump here last year.
Mathematically, looking at the numbers, this isn't even a swing district. It's a Democratic district.
This is Chris Vance. He's the former chair of the state Republican Party. He thinks this race is the Democrats to lose, but he says there's one issue that could propel Republicans to victory. That is fear of an income tax. He points to the recent vote in Seattle to tax high-income earners.
The Democrats just handed Republicans a huge gift.
But Vance adds that Republicans in the state Senate may have just handed Democrats a huge gift, too, by backing a hike in property taxes to pay for schools.
And so I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see the Democrats say, oh, okay, Republicans say they're going to prevent an income tax, but they just dramatically raised your property taxes.
Already, this race has drawn nearly $2 million. But here's the kicker. This is just an election to finish out Andy Hill's term. Whoever wins in November is going to have to turn right around and run again in 2018. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.